Please be seated.
我们都晓得，信心啊，对我们的信仰是非常的重要。
We'll realize that faith to our life in our religious life will be very important.
啊，不但我们用信心，去接受这一位看不见的神。
Not only do we utilize faith to accept this God whom we cannot see.
我们也用信心，去顺从，这一位看不见的神，他在我们生活上一切的带领。
But also, we rely on faith in order to allow this God to guide us in our daily lives.
所以圣经说啊，信心胜过了世界。
And that's why the Bible says that faith will overcome the world.
那我们也经常，会想要，得着更大的信心。
And quite often we will want to obtain greater faith.
那怎么样，来得着更大的信心？
How can we obtain this greater faith?
不但是我们想要。
Not only this is something that we want.
在主耶稣，那个时代门徒也想要。
But rather, in that time of Jesus, the disciples also wish for such things.
我们来看这一段的记载。
So let's examine this recording.
路加福音十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章第五节。
Luke chapter 17 verse 5.
十七章五节，使徒对主说：“求主加添我们的信心。”六节。
Verse 6.
主说：“你们若有信心。”像一粒芥菜种，就是对这棵桑树说，你要拔起根来栽在海里，它也必听从你们。这里记载说，这个耶稣的门徒来见耶稣啊。
So here it records that the apostle went and visited Lord Jesus.
来祈求耶稣能够增添他们的信心。
And in his presence they asked to increase their faith.
但主耶稣并没有回答他们说好或不好。
The Lord never said that it would be okay or not.
但却告诉他们说你们如果有信心就像小到像一粒芥菜种那样子就已经能够对这棵桑树说，你拔起根来栽在海面栽在海里头啊。
And but instead, the Lord said that if you have the faith, then you can say to this mulberry tree and be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea.
或许我们没有看过芥菜种子
Perhaps we have never seen a mustard seed.
在这个以色列那边，他们那个芥菜种大概好像沙子那么样的细
But then in the land of Israel,the mustard seeds can be likened to that of a grain of sand, so fine.
我们海边那个沙子那个沙子很细啊，芥菜种就是这么细啊。
So if we go tread about on the beach, we realize how fine the sand grains would be, and that's how fine these mustard seeds would be.
但是它这个长大之后却能够像这个三公尺高的这个树一样。
However, if that seed is to allow to sprout, then the seed will actually grow into a tree that's about 3 meters tall.
大概一层楼那么高了。
And as tall as a story, a building with one story.
这个品种不一样啊，不是我们中国人吃的那个芥菜那个不同的东西。
And so the species is quite different from that which we eat. It's not the same.
听说这个有台湾的信徒到以色列去旅游拿回来把它种了结果这个就把它煮来吃，中毒送医院那不同的东西
And so when one of the members of ours went to Palestine to get one of these seeds, and he went back home and planted, and he wanted to consume what came out of that.But then he actually was poisoned and he had to be hospitalized.
那么回来耶稣讲的这个那耶稣讲这句话是到底是什么意思
？So what was the meaning behind what the Lord Jesus Christ said?
耶稣讲这句话其实在提醒门徒
And so when Lord Jesus Christ said this, he wanted to remind the disciples.
哦，你们啊，不要只是想要哦，啊，要求我啊，哦，这个增添你们的信心呐，给你们十倍、百倍、千倍、万倍哈，你们要先去想一想哦，你们到底是有信心没有啊？
And so what the Lord said was indeed ask them to go back and think about whether or not they have any faith at all before they ask to increase their faith by 10 times, 100 times, or 10,000 times.
哦，因为你们的信心呢，只要像芥菜种这么小啊，就已经哦能够移山倒海，能够吩咐桑树拔起来栽到海里头了。啊，换句话说啊，你们根本就是没有信心。
And so what the Lord was saying was that if you can have faith just like a mustard seed, then you can actually perform these miracles and ask mulberry tree to root up and be planted in the ocean. And so in other words, he was telling them that they had no faith.
哦，这个是耶稣的用意啊。
So this was the intention behind what the Lord said.
在你们祈求我加添你们信心之前，你们先做个自我反省。
The Lord wanted them to self-reflect before they asked the Lord for greater amount of faith.
哦，到底你们是小信呢，还是不信呢？
So indeed, have you been one of great faith or one of little faith?
哦，如果是小信，哦，那当然哈，我可以增添哦，给你们十倍、百倍、千倍、万倍，没有问题。
And so indeed, if they were just of little faith, then the Lord could have increased their faith by 10 times, 100 times, or 10,000 times.
但是如果是根本就不信零啊，零哦，如果乘以啊百倍、千倍、万倍哈，还是零嘛。
But then, if your faith has been zero, then regardless of how much I try to multiply your faith by, then it would still be zero because regardless what happened, zero multiplied by whatever, it would still be zero.
哦啊，曾经就有信徒问说啊，那传道啊，哦，那圣经上到底啊，哦，有没有小信心，有没有小跟大之分哦？
So once a member asked me in the Bible whether or not faith can be differentiated in terms of little or great.
哦，那传道不是今天一天到晚勉励说啊，如果没有信心的哦，要向神求啊，加添信心啊。
Because didn't the pastor often ask the members to request the Lord to increase upon their faith.
是啊，哦，四福音书里头有记载哈，啊，主耶稣曾经对一些人说，你们的信心是大的。
And indeed, in the four Gospels, the Lord has said that, your faith had been great.
哦，比如说马太福音的八章十一节。
For example, in Matthew chapter 8 verse 11.
哦，主耶稣对那一个，哦，这个一个外邦人哦，啊，个百夫长哦，他为了他的仆人呐，啊，来求耶稣医治仆人呐，
啊。And for that instance, there was a centurion who went to seek Lord Jesus Christ and asked Lord Jesus Christ to heal his servant.
哦，但是哦，耶稣说好啊，你带我去啊，到你家去。哎，百夫长说，哦，你到我家，我不敢当啊，哈，哎，那我，哦，我是个长官。哦，有兵在我下面，我对这个说来，啊，他就来；我对那个说去，他就去啊。所以哦，哎，主耶稣啊，你只要一句话，我相信我那个兵哦就好了。
So, when Lord Jesus said that, okay, I will go to your house to heal your servant, but then that centurion said that, well, you don't have to do that. I cannot allow you to do that because, I'm just like an official, just like you are, and if I'm to say my soldiers do this and that, they will do it. So all I need from you is just one utterance in order for my servant to be healed.
哦，结果耶稣啊，哦，就对他门徒说，这么大的信心呐，啊，我在哦，以色列人里头还没有见过呢。
And so the Lord said to his disciples that this kind of faith is not something that I even saw among the Israelites.
哦，所以啊，就照这个百夫长的信心就成就了，他的仆人，哎，就好了。
So then according to the centurion's faith, it was done for him.
哦，那还有另外一个。
Therefore, there's another one.
哦，这个是马太福音的十五章的二十八节。
In Matthew chapter 15 verse 28.
同样也是一个，哦，外邦人，哦，不是以色列人。
In the same way, it was a Gentile, it was not an Israelite.
一个迦南的妇人，这个妈妈，她的女儿被鬼附着，很痛苦，所以她跑来，一路跟着耶稣，要求耶稣帮助。
A Canaanite woman was extremely stressed because of her daughter was possessed by a demon, and she went after Lord Jesus Christ to seek for his help.
那耶稣的门徒啊，甚至要耶稣把他赶走，在后面一直跟啊，一直叫，烦死人啊。
And the disciples of Lord Jesus wanted Lord Jesus Christ to cast her away because she was simply following them and crying out after them. And they were so annoyed.
那耶稣啊，也对这个妇人说啊，说不好拿儿女吃的饼丢给狗吃啊。
And then Lord Jesus Christ said that it is not good for me to give what is meant for the to give bread.That is meant for the children to the dogs.
这个听起来很欺负人哦。
This sounds like a very oppressive word.
我只不过不是跟你们一样，同样是以色列人，你竟然把我当成狗哎。
And she could have think to herself that I'm only not like you, like an Israelite, but then you treat me like dog.
你不帮忙就不帮忙嘛，也不要这么欺负人嘛。
And if you don't want to help me, then that's fine, but you don't have to say these kind of abusive words toward me.
其实主耶稣在试验他的信心。
But the Lord was actually testing her faith.
但是他很谦卑的跟耶稣讲啊，没有错哈。但是就算是狗啊，也会吃他主人桌上掉下来的这个碎渣啊。
But then this woman then said that even if I'm just a dog, but then I'm willing to eat off of the breadcrumbs that fell off the table.
耶稣就称赞说，妇人啊，你的信心是大的，照你的信心给你成就。她在家里头被鬼附的那个女儿就好了。
And at that point, Lord said that, oh, woman, your faith has been great, and therefore it will be done according to your faith. And then the woman went back, and the daughter was healed because of what the Lord said.
这个是主耶稣在圣经里头我们看到称赞人信心大的了。
And so these are the times when the Lord praised somebody for their faith has been great.
那也有这个责备人信心小。
But then he had also rebuked some people for their faith had been small.
跟这个称赞人信心大的也差不多只不过被责备的竟然通通都是自己的门徒都不但是以色列人，而且是耶稣的门徒。
But then for those who have been rebuked as having little faith, not only were they Israelites, but then they were disciples of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们来看这个马太三六章三十节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 30.
马太六章的三十节
Matthew chapter 6, verse 30.
六章三十节说你们这小信的人啊野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？在这里主耶稣这个责备人小信。
And so at this point, the Lord rebuked some of these people for they had small faith.
那为什么小信？表现在什么事上
？Why did they have small faith? And in what way was their faith manifested?
三十一节那里说，所以不要忧虑，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
In verse 31, there is said that do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink?"
所以小信的表现呢，就是忧虑。
So little, the manifestation of having little faith would be anxiety.
忧虑这个日常生活的供应。
That you have been anxious about the daily necessities.
这个是这个耶稣说的小信。
And so this is the little faith that the Lord spoke of.
我们再看同样马太福音的八章二十六节。
Let's also turn to Matthew chapter 8.
八章二十六节
，Matthew chapter 8 verse 26。
二十六节，耶稣说：“你们这小信的人呐、为什么胆怯呢？”于是起来斥责风和海，风和海就大大的平静了。
Verse 26, but he said to them, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm.
哦，这是耶稣啊，跟门徒渡海的时候，耶稣睡着了啊，结果遇到风浪哦，门徒啊，哦，在惊慌害怕失措，把耶稣摇醒了。
And so this was a time when Lord Jesus Christ and his disciples was out in the open sea that they encountered great storms, and the disciples became so fearful that they awoke Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，所以耶稣责备他们说啊。哦，你们这小信的人为什么胆怯
？So then, the Lord rebuked them by saying that, "Oh, ye of little faith, why have you feared?"
哦，耶稣跟他们同在一艘船上啊。
The Lord was actually situated in the same boat as they were.
哦，那所以小信的表现就是胆怯。
And so the manifestation of little faith would be fear.
哦，再来，我们来看十四章，马太十四章的三十一节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 14.
哦，十四章的三十一节。
The 14 verse 31.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
哦，耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他，说：“你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？”
Verse 31, immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt?
哦，这个是哈啊，另外哈啊一次哦，这个门徒遇到风浪，耶稣啊走海面要去帮助他们。
And so this was another time when Lord Jesus, when the disciples encountered a great storm and the Lord wanted to approach them in order to help them.
哦，因为天色昏暗啊，又受到这个风浪的摇撼啊，所以门徒啊。看不清楚耶稣，以为是鬼怪啊。
And so, since it was very dark outside, and then it was a stormy night, the disciples were not able to see the Lord clearly, and they thought that he was some kind of apparition.
哦，所以其中这个彼得啊，哦，就对主耶稣讲说啊，说啊，主啊，如果真的是你哦，那你也让我啊，哦，走海面走到你那边去吧。
Peter then said that, Oh Lord, if indeed it is you, then please allow me to also walk on the sea to approach you.
耶稣说你来吧。
Jesus then said that, Oh, just come toward me.
哦，这彼得真的就下船了。
And Peter actually went down on the ocean.
哎，走起海面啊，往耶稣那边走去的。
So then, he started to walk on the sea, and he walked toward Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，没想到快到耶稣那边啊。
But then, just as he was about to be in the presence of the Lord.
哦，却啊，哦，他的目光啊，哦，没有注视在主耶稣身上啊，反而啊，啊，看到周围的风浪那么大，结果啊，就沉下去了。
The focus of his eyesight was not simply on Lord Jesus Christ, but rather it was on the great waves and water around him, and that was when he started to sink.
哦，所以主耶稣啊，就伸手哦，赶紧伸手把他拉上来。
So the Lord had to stretch out his hand in order to grab him out of the sea.
哦，责备他说啊，你这个小信的人，小信的表现是什么？怀疑啦，疑惑啦。
And so, the Lord had to rebuke him by saying, "Oh, ye of little faith." And so, what was the manifestation of faith?A little faith at that time, it was doubt.
最后我们再来看一个。
And lastly, let us examine another one.
马太十六章的八节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 8.
十六章八节，耶稣看出来啊，就说：“你们这小信的人，为什么因为没有饼彼此议论呢？”
And so, verse 8, but Jesus, being aware of this,said to them, O you of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves because you have no bread?
哦，这是有一次哈，这个门徒没有忘了带饼哈。那耶稣啊，借着这个机会啊，提醒他们呢，要提防哈啊，这个法利赛人和撒都该人的笑。
Oh, so at this one time that the disciples forgot to bring out bread, and then the Lord said to them to be mindful of the east.From the Pharisees.
哦，其实耶稣的意思是说，你们要小心那个法利赛人跟撒都该人的教训。
But what the Lord intended was that they needed to be mindful and be careful of the teachings from the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
哦，那个教训呐，这不对的，所以要小心呐。
And so their teaching would have been incorrect, and therefore they need to be careful.
哦，不要被影响啦。
That they should not be swayed.
哦，那这个门徒听不懂啊。
But then these disciples really had no idea what he was saying.
哦，就纷纷议论起来。哎，是不是因为我们没有带饼啊，老师才会这样讲啊？
They started to discuss among themselves and wonder to with each other whether or not it would happen because they forgot to bring out bread.
哦，耶稣哈。啊，真的，这一群哦，真的是牛啊！迁到北京还是牛，怎么这么难教啊
？And so at that point, the Lord was thinking to himself that, well, they have been so dull that, regardless how he tried to teach them, they still have been so dull.
哦，所以说你们是小信的人啊，为什么因为没有饼就议论啊？
So that's why he said that, oh, you of little faith, why do you discuss among yourselves just because there is no bread?
哦，忘了那个啊，五饼二鱼的神迹的吗？
He asked, did you forget the miracle of five loaves of bread and two fish?
哦，给五千人吃饱。
And they were able to feed 5,000.
忘记那个七个饼给四千人吃饱吗？
And that with seven loaves of bread, they were able to feed 7,000.
哦，并且还收拾了很多零碎啊，装满了好几筐啊。
Not only that, they were able to pick up a lot of pieces in order to fill up 7 baskets.
哦，怎么因为啊，哦，这个没有带饼就在那边议论啊。
Why would it be that you were continuing to discuss among yourselves just because you forgot to bring bread?
我讲的不是饼，我讲的是教训。
And the Lord said that I have not been really meaning to talk about bread. What I meant was the teaching.
哦，门徒说，哦，是这样啊。你看这个门徒是在反应迟钝。
And these disciples only then realized, oh, that is the case. And indeed, their understanding have been so dull.
哦，所以小信的表现在于议论。
And so, the manifestation of little faith would be discussing among ourselves.
哦，那所以我们从圣经里头，哎，有看到哈，耶稣有称赞人信心大，耶稣也有责备人信心小。
And so, within the Gospels, we have seen how the Lord rebukes some people for their small faith, and praise others for their great faith.
哦，但是如果我们仔细去思考
，But then if we think about this carefully,
耶稣所强调的真的是信心的大跟小吗
？And so what the Lord emphasized on was it just simply a faith that is little faith or small faith、
哦
or great faith?
那些忧虑。胆怯、疑惑、议论，那是小信的表现呢，还是没有信心的表现呢
？And so those times when they exhibited doubts, anxieties, and lack of focus, and also reasoning among themselves, was it just a manifestation of little faith or of no faith at all?
最后，我们看马可福音九章。
Let us lastly turn to Mark chapter 9.
马可福音九章。
Mark chapter 9,
23节
verse 23.
23节耶稣对他说，你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。24节
verse 24.
孩子的父亲立时喊着说，我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
Verse 24, immediately the father and the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.
哦，我们注意听刚刚翻译哈，这个讲的英文哈。
So let's just kind of pay attention to the English that's been spoken.
哦，中文是说我信不足，求主帮助。
And in Chinese translation, it happened that I believe, but that my belief is insufficient. Help my unbelief.
哦，英文是 help my unbelief. 啊，英文的意思说。求主帮助我的不信。
But then in English, it has been translated to be "help my unbelief."
哦，而不是中文的哦，信不够啊，帮助他来增加哈。
But it is not have been as that in translated in Chinese that there is insufficient amount of faith, and therefore the Lord needed to help him.
而是根本就是没有信心，求主帮助他。
But rather, it happened that he had no faith, and he wanted the Lord to help him.
小信呢，还是不信呢？
So it would have been of little faith or no faith at all.
哦，就像耶稣对那些求他加添信心的门徒所提醒的。
And so it's just like what the Lord had reminded those disciples whom asked for greater faith.
哦，如果有信心，就算小的像沙子那样的哦，这个芥菜种子那么小啊，就已经能够移山倒海，能够吩咐桑树哦，连根拔起栽到海里了。
And so, if they have faith at all, just like that of a mustard seed, then they would have been able to call the mulberry tree to root out and be planted in the sea.
你们根本不是小信，而是不信。
And so, what the Lord meant was that not only did you actually do not have any faith at all, that is, you have no faith.
所以当我们要求主耶稣加添我们信心之前，我们也应当深深的自省。
And so before we ask the Lord to increase our faith, we also need to reflect upon ourselves.
我到底是小信呢，还是不信？
Have I been of little faith or no faith at all?
哦，求主帮助我们。
Ask God for his help.
来祷告。
Pray together.
哦，那么同样，哦，我们